Hi there, this is Marissa Santoro, founder of InOurShoes.com, InOurShoes.com, and the Gutsy Leadership Academy. Today I am going to talk to you about the word gutsy, and it seems appropriate because everything here in our gutsy village is around intuition and this gutsy moves and gut instinct that I passionately believe is responsible for the things that we attract in our life, the opportunities, the resources, the people that we gravitate to and get more of. But I'd like to give a quick little background of what gutsy meant for me as a personal story, because I had resisted it. I'd resisted coming out with that little tiny two-syllable word called gutsy for a really long time. And I think walking you through a little bit about where I was, from where I was to where I am now, will help really shed light on giving yourself permission to follow your own intuition and in a safe way, not just shooting from the hip, which can be confused with. So I grew up on Wall Street. I went to college in the downtown New York City area and landed in financial services. And I was a female IT executive, eventually, you know, advanced myself to senior level. And at some point right after the financial services downturn, I began coaching and supporting people on how to move the fear that was running rampant, you know, and get, you know, either keep or their job or move on to get more salary or new opportunities. And it was at that point, my personal life as well, where I was really tested to make some major decisions of my own. And so the word gutsy kept showing up for me. And it seemed like a word that was my language, but it wasn't something that I felt really comfortable talking about openly. It felt, and I've asked this of people who attend my my training events and my live seminars, I've asked them, you know, what does the word gutsy mean for you? And a lot of people say it sounds very ballsy. It sounds very aggressive. And so, you know, that was a reflection of really where I was when I came out with this, because I wasn't the bold IT executive, abrasive leader walking up and down trading floors. I was more of the quiet, confident, mindful leader who eventually moved and felt comfortable sticking my neck out and sitting in the front of the room and at the table with my ideas, you know, and just taking, you know, slow risks over time until I felt comfortable just saying what I needed to say without feeling any discomfort. So gutsy can be, you know, perceived as bold and ballsy and aggressive, but in reality, it's actually the opposite, and it's the new language that I believe will change where we want to be as professionals and in our own personal life, right? It's the self-leadership language that we want to embrace. Because self-leadership is gutsy leadership. It's leading the life that you know you are most aligned to and the things that you enjoy the most and the value that you can bring and serve to others. So gutsy leadership is a shift in the business paradigm of how we can effectively lead as business professionals. And it's very much an inside-out game of leading from your spirit. An inside-out game of leading from your spirit in order to be influential and impactful. So, you know, in terms of my method of getting the message out initially, I literally followed my gut and did what I was talking about, right? Stepping into this work, I just started. I just started doing events, started creating webinars, talks, you know, to anyone who I felt was really aligned and open to some of this work. And so let's talk about what it means for you to be a gutsy leader, right? Gutsy leaders have a quiet confidence which require that inner steel. And you don't realize and recognize that strength until you actually step into it. When you think of gutsy leaders, for me, they're people you respect and they're people that you want to work with. And they don't need to shout and scream in the room, right? It's actually the opposite. Gutsy leaders are people that are sharing their message with, you know, in as little words as possible, with as little, language as possible. They're the professionals who can calmly say no. They're the parents who can calmly say no and be completely comfortable being uncomfortable saying no. So it's a strength which comes from your inner calm, and you don't hear it and you can't tap into it when you're feeling and being in a state of overwhelm and anxiety and fear. It's passionate, but it's not emotional. And a lot of times we confuse, gutsy moves or gut instinct with the emotion. You know, you may have, you might be driving all of a sudden and you get a phone call from someone that causes you to react negatively. Now, that's an emotional reaction. If you do anything as a knee-jerk action after receiving that phone call, that would be an emotional response. And it may not, and very, very likely will not turn out to be the best thing for you. However, stepping back, letting things kind of rest and simmer slowly, and just kind of rationalizing the events and things that happen to us, and not really rationalizing, processing the events, and taking a step back, the events that happen to us do not necessarily need to stimulate an immediate action. And this, you know, if you take this to a meeting room and you're being asked a question by someone that you may not know the answer to, you do not have to respond with an answer on the spot. You can say, let me get back to you, or that's a really great question, let me take that back, or here's my opinion, here's what I believe. Or you can let silence loom over you and say something along the lines of, you know, point taken, I'll be sure to follow up. So, you know, that's that's an example of not necessarily, you know, knee-jerk reaction responding, right? Versus an emotional response where if you're asked a question in a meeting room and you're so nervous because you don't know the answer, and oftentimes we do know the answer, but we freeze. And then the anxiety builds up, and emotionally we'll just, you know, kind of spurt something out, which we'll kick ourselves later because that's not even what we wanted to say. And we actually knew what we wanted to say, but we were so caught up in the emotion. So gutsy leadership is not emotional. It's passionate. There's a difference. And it's mindful, and it has a slow and steady pace, not a, you know, conquer and quickly complete check the box pace, if you will. It's responsive versus reactive. Now, when you think of people that, you know, this could be in your family, this could be at work, who are constantly pushed to the limit, who are trying to do a really good job, trying to get things done, and they're just not. They're hitting walls all the time. Eventually, and this is you and me as well, right? Eventually, we'll hit our limit. And we'll just get to a mental state of hell no. Hell no, I'm not doing that. Or hell no, this isn't going to be happening on my watch. And then we'll react with something that prevents us from taking any more or being the recipient of any more negativity or events that are happening to us. Again, another emotional reaction versus gutsy leadership, which is the path that you choose to actually avoid getting stretched to that hell no state. It's the methodical approach of avoiding that breaking point, because you are responding along the way to the things that are happening to you, versus taking it and taking it and taking it and eventually blowing up. You're standing for what you believe in, and that could look like and show up as raising your hands in a meeting and asking a question that no one's asked. It could be pitching an idea or running something by your management or senior people or clients. It could be objecting with what's the popular opinion in the room. And it's going against the grain, but in an authentic way where you're not the bull in the china shop. You're just not the person who is going to nod their head along with everyone else and stroke egos. And there's a lot of people-pleasing DNA in this, in our wiring sometimes, which causes us to nod our head and just agree with everyone in the room. There's also that desire for approval and wanting to be accepted before we will courageously stick our neck out. So this work, Gutsy Leadership, is very much about making yourself vulnerable and being authentic, because when you see other people that are stepping into that light, making themselves vulnerable, taking small risks over time, you recognize yourself in them. And although you may not be ready to do exactly what they're doing and sticking your neck out as much, it's what you relate to because you're human. And when you recognize yourself in someone else and all their imperfections, that's when you actually connect with someone and not just in an admiration state, but really connecting with them and getting them, even if you don't agree with them. So when you kind of turn that around and look at how you perceive others who are doing the things that you may love to do, but not necessarily are ready to take those risks to do, even if they're saying things that you may not agree with from a business level, there is some innate human connection that we have with them where we want to have the courage to say the things that are really on our mind. And I don't mean, in an unfiltered way, just kind of like spurting out whatever comes to mind. We all know who those people are and how challenging it can be in conversations with people who have no filter. But it's never been about what we say and selecting the right words. Traditionally, that's what's kept us stuck in business, in that perfection paralysis mode and waiting for permission to speak. At the end of the day, it's about how you make people feel and how included you are in that room when you're speaking, and people resonate and see themselves in that. It takes courage because you're being vulnerable versus that ballsy, aggressive leader who also makes gutsy moves, right? The ballsy leader does make gutsy moves, but they take gutsiness too far because they are looking to hide their weaknesses and insecurities. It's the abrasive leaders who instill control and fear in others, which, as we know, will never buy loyalty and trust. Even if you are stuck working for them or working with them, that type of leadership will never, never buy trust and connection with others and put people in a space that feels safe. So gutsy leadership is very much, being a gutsy leader is very much about creating that safe space for others. And energetically, going into any conversation, any experience with an intention that you are fully aligned with and which supports others as well, right? Instead of a myopic way of looking at the world. So how do you trust your inner leader? How do we do that? Rationally, this may make sense. And the best way I can describe it is taking any challenging situation and just acting in spite of what you see the physical world is around you, in spite of what you see is the tornado that everyone's whipping around in, and tapping into your power and in a small way. So when you think about people who gamble, who are playing poker, for example, and I'm not a poker player, so I'm by no means an expert on how this game works, but I know there are chips involved and I've seen, people playing. When you look at people who have lots of chips in their hand, lots of cards, they're willing to take on more risk, aren't they? Right? They'll put more in the table, to have the opportunity to win more versus someone who may just have bought a few chips and has just entered the game, and they're going to be a lot more careful with where they bet and how they bet, right? But over time, if they're on a winning streak, they'll put more chips in the table. That's exactly how confidence works, how you build your confidence. And it is very much tied to your gut instinct and your intuition, because you're acting in faith from your intuition and taking and making acts that will build your confidence in spite of, right, those words again, in spite of the given circumstances, which would typically trigger a knee-jerk course of action that could be emotional and versus rational. So acting in spite of the immediate fight or flight response, right, which our bodies want to take, because that's what's most predictable and more comfortable for us, and that's what we know. So these are making mindset shifts, this work of reprogramming our wiring to instead tune into a voice, our intuition, on what's the right best move for us. Knowing full well, although we want those absolutes and guarantees all the time, right? We want the hell yes. We want that stamp of approval, neat and tightly bundled in every choice we make. We know that that hell yes is actually a whisper, and it's a feeling, and it's something that if we quiet our minds, we can tune into and listen to assure that we're always on the right track. And that's really the way it comes delivered, and why, you know, a lot of people don't tend to trust it, because it's more of a sign and a signal that you have to just, you know, kind of tune into like a radio station, and it's not visible, right? So what's visible are the people who are overwhelming us, are the situations that are keep coming back at us, and then just kind of stepping away and tuning into that frequency, to that feeling, with some choice that you can trust. And the beauty of it is that the more attention you give it, the more accurate your decision making becomes, right? And it has, you know, this has absolutely nothing to do with your career. It's about the holistic you. It's about that self-leadership gene that you were born with and which others can feel. And you can apply it in business, and you can apply it with your family relationships, and you can apply it with your health and your family. But it's freedom, and it's something that people can feel the moment you walk into a room, and you don't even have to say a word. So, you know, flipping this around, a gutsy leader is not aggressive. It's an assertive lifestyle, and it's very much the lifestyle which can spill over into so many areas of your life that you may not be recognizing. And you just start small, and you inch it up, and you inch it up, and eventually you you get to a point where you're creating what you've intuitively have seen as the right best path for you, and creating, co-creating, I should say, along with your intuition, a life that you've designed that's not by default, right? Designing a life that you love. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. I'm Marissa Santoro, founder of the Gutsy Leadership Academy and InOurShoes.com. Thanks so much. Bye now.